Mr. Koch, good morning all. So concluding some of the laws of mezuzah, so of some of the rooms that do not require a mezuzah, for example, as we know, are things like a bathhouse or a bathroom or a tannery, mikvah. These types of areas do not require a mezuzah because of what takes place in there. It's intrinsically, not to call it a disgusting place, but a place where people are naked or people don't have clothes, or in a tannery, it is just a very foul-smelling area. So therefore, these types of places do not have mezuzahs. However, when it comes to a place like a garage or a storehouse or things like that. So in general, we say that ideally you probably should have a mezuzah. It's not entirely clear if you should make a bracha, and therefore it's sort of subsumed under the rest of the mezuzahs that you have in your house. And so you don't make a bracha when you put it up, but you should seemingly put up a mezuzah in there. There is a general question given when it comes to putting up a mezuzah in an area where there are non-Jews who are living also. So for example, when I was in YU and I was living in Washington Heights, so there were some full apartment buildings, or at least primarily that the residents were Jewish, maybe a couple of non-Jews, but primarily there were Jews in there. So there was a question as to whether or not the front entrance of the building needed to have a mezuzah. So some of the Rosh Yeshiva who were living in the building, they every now and again would try to put up a mezuzah, but then someone would always take it down. No one exactly knew who that was. So because of that, according to the black and white letter of the law, since there were non-Jews who were living in the building, technically it was permissible to not have a mezuzah. But in general, if there are all Jews in an entire building, let's say, so the front entranceway, the courtyard, as we might call it, is required to have a mezuzah. There is this interesting custom that we have to kiss the mezuzah when we walk into the room, out of a room. And so the obvious question is where does this come from? We're not kissing every mitzvah item that we do have, right? Although there are those who will kiss the matzah before they eat it on Pesach, kiss the lulav. There are certain sources for these types of things. But mezuzah kissing is certainly something that we see a lot. And so where does that come from, and why? What's that all about? And so the answer is because the mezuzah is meant to be, of course, as we know, the focal point of how we go into every single room, that we realize that God is in this room as we're entering it. God is in the exit way as we are leaving. And so therefore, this notion of kissing is all about understanding that the mezuzah is a kadosh part of the room, it is a holy part of the room, and when you kiss something, you sort of understand its significance, and so therefore the custom became to kiss the mezuzah. This sort of fell off the wayside for some people during COVID and the like, because everyone was afraid of germs. Okay, so if you're afraid of germs, you don't have to touch the mezuzah, whatever it is. The notion is that you should certainly look at the mezuzah as much as possible when entering and leaving the room. And then finally, there is, just like when it comes to tefillin, this custom to check it twice every 7 years. That applies to mezuzah as well. And so one should be diligent to be careful to check their mezuzos. With that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani.